Jamie, Jamie, I believe that's our ring.
I believe it was, too. That was three longs, I believe.
Well, that's our ring.
Well, good.
I'll get it.
All right.
Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lyman Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Well, come in, Grandpap, old pal.
Yeah, howdy, Abner. Just dropped over to check up on a thing or two.
Done?
Did Lum ever find out where the place he bought from Squire's at?
Oh, no, he don't even know where Squire's at, Grandpap. He sat up half the night trying to get a hold of Squire.
Yeah, the varmint more than likely left town till Lum cools off after what he done to Lum.
Yeah.
Ain't there some place Lum could find out what he bought?
Well, he went over to the county recorder's office yesterday, but they was closed. Then he got Cedric to drive him all over the country looking for the place.
How did he expect to find it if he never knowed what he was looking for?
Well, he was more likely just looking for a big country estate with the swimming pools and the stables and big gold-lettered sign with his name on it.
Well, no more to know there ain't a place like that around here than 400 miles. How could he have his name on a gold sign on it anyway?
Well, I don't know. You know how Lum can build them things up in his mind once he gets to going. Give him a couple of bricks, and he's got the Flatiron building out of it in no time.
Yeah, well, he ought never to have gone off half-cocked and give Squire $800 for something he never seen.
Yeah, but Grandpap Lum never knowed about the money, you know. He thought he'd just trading an empty safe to Squire. And now Squire won't give the money back, claims he'd be breaking the law, and don't never say nothing about it to Lum, but... You know, he's awful touchy.
Well, I've been studying about it, Abner. More than likely the property Lum got's that old run-down Badsford place over there past Pin Oak Flats. I know Squire was trying to get rid of it.
Oh, for the land's sakes, don't suggest that to Lum, Grandpap. He'd tear you up into a little bit of pieces. That old Badsford place ain't fit for the weeds.
Well, that's all there is to it. It's weeds. Them weeds on that place is high enough and thick enough to hide 50 or 60 elephants.
50 or 60 elephants?
Why, sure.
Now, what do you reckon Lum wants with 50 or 60 elephants?
I never said he wanted them. I said he could hide them. Old Milo just let that place just run down something wonderful.
Oh, yeah. He was a lazy critter, all right. But now, I don't hardly think Lum bought the old Batchford's place, Grandpap. For he keeps talking about a big polo's ground that's supposed to be on the place.
Polo ground?
Yeah. I don't believe I even know what a polo's ground is myself.
Oh, well, I believe the polo grounds is a baseball diamond.
Baseball?
Yeah, I know that's what they call one they got in New York City. Is that what Squire sold Lum?
Oh, surely not. I don't think Lum would buy a baseball diamond. He's too old to play baseball at his age.
Oh, yeah, he'd break his fool legs sliding around them bases.
Well, I believe Lum did play a little baseball with the Pine Ridge Possums once, 20, 30 years ago. I think he played old backstop or pigtail or something.
Yeah, he never could handle a bat, though, Abner. He couldn't hit a saucer of sorghum with a handful of house flies.
Huh.
I used to fan him out regular.
You did?
Why, sure. I pitched for the Cherry Hill Jaguars for a few seasons there. I had a knuckleball you couldn't hit with a barn door.
Well?
Yeah, curve it right around your eye tooth.
Well, I do know.
Dizzy Spears, they used to call me.
That's a good name for you. But if he ever clears off all them weeds and underbrush off of that place, he'll run all the foxes off of there.
Foxes?
Yeah, see, Lum was aiming on having some of his city society friends down for weekends and go fox hunting with him. He's got a bunch of society friends up in Sheboygan Falls, you know.
That's where his Aunt Minnie lives, ain't it?
Yeah, oh, she's a big society woman. Got a lot of money. Belongs to a lot of clubs up there. D.A.R., Ladies Aid, all that, you know.
Yeah, I think fox hunting's an English game, though, Abner. You got to belong to the royalties to fox hunt.
Well, I believe Aunt Minnie's son is a Knights of Pythias. He'll bring down a bunch of the members, I reckon. They'll more than likely all go fox hunting.
Is old Lum sure enough aiming on taking that up?
Is he? You ought to hear him practicing up the calls. Now, don't tell him I overheard him doing this, Grandpap, but he was back in the feed room yesterday hollering, "Tally-ho!" York's away! Nor she blows!
Nor she blows!
Yeah. I reckon they yell that when they blow the cornet to start everybody going, you know.
Well, he's got that wrong, Abner. Nor she blows is for hunting whales, I believe.
Whales? Now, Grandpap, there might be elephants on the old bastard place, but I know good and well there ain't no whales there. Ain't a whale within 200 miles of here.
Feller come through Fort Smith with a whale last year, had it on a truck. Charged 35 cents to look at it.
Did you see it?
No. I saw a whale before. I didn't want to dig up 35 cents just to take another look. They all look alike, you know, favor one another.
They do, huh?
Then you saw one whale, you saw them all.
Yeah, well, I know Lum ain't aiming on hunting no whales. It's foxes he's going hunting for. Said he might even have to get him one of them red coats to wear.
Red coat?
Well, you saw them in hunting pictures, ain't you, on calendars and stuff?
Yeah, I saw them, but I just can't imagine old Lum all decked out in one of them red coats chasing a little fox over the country.
You reckon why they wear them red coats anyway?
Law me, I don't know.
Maybe it's so the foxes'll know which is a hunter, so they'll know who to run from, you know.
Maybe so. But I still can't see old Lum running around in a red coat.
No, he's always been awful servative in his dressing.
Yeah, I don't know where he'd get one around here, no ways.
Well, of course, he could cut down that old Santa Claus outfit he's got. He wears every year wearing at the schoolhouse.
Have to cut the white fur collar off. It's all moth-aid.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'd be better if he just ordered himself a new one from the mail order house. And then I might have him get me one, too, I reckon.
You? What do you need one for?
Well, I'm more likely to be out there visiting Lum quite a lot. Knob-hobbing with the society crowd,
oh,
you know.
Oh, fiddle-faddle.
Well, I will. After all, me and Lum's partner.
Abner, Lum ain't going to want no country varmint like you out there.
Grandpappy Spears, I ain't no country varmint. I've lived right here in Pine Ridge most of my life. Downtown Pine Ridge.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know how to act on no country estate.
Well, I don't know why not. Fact is, I might just buy me a little country estate someday. Or wait a minute here. Oh, this Grandpap, I just happen to think of something. I might own one right now. Or part of one.
One what?
Country estates. Half of that money Squire got for the place is my money. So that ought to give me a half interest.
By Jiminy, you're right, Ed.
Why, sure I am. Doggies, good for me. Tally-ho!
Now, you stand up to Lum and demand your share, Abner. Don't you let him talk you out of it.
Don't worry, I won't. Fact is, I'm going to... wait a minute. There comes Cedric. Come in, Cedric.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Abner. Hey, is Mr. Lum here?
No, he ain't, Cedric. I don't know where he's at.
Well, I got a special deliver letter for him. Dick Huddleston told
special
me.
Special deliver letter?
Yes, ma'am.
Doggies, must be important. Let me see who it's from, Cedric.
Well, I'm supposed to deliver it to Mr. Lum direct, though.
I ain't going to open it. I just want to see who it's from. County Recorder's Land Division. Hey, Grandpap, it's from the Recorder's office. This must be a deed to Lum's property.
To Lum's and your property?
Yeah, that's right. Our property. Would that give me the right to open this letter?
Well, I'm supposed to deliver it to Mr. Lum.
Well, maybe I could just take one little peep. Told you that I can't hardly wait to find out where our property's at.
Well, you won't have to wait long. Here comes old Lum right now.
Good. Hey, hurry up, Lum. Get in here. I got good news.
Jennings, I wish I had some good news. I finally found out that Squire's gone to Little Rock on business. Now, I never will find out where that property's at.
Oh, yes, you will. Look here. Special deliver from the Recorder's office.
Let's see that.
Yeah, hurry up. Open it up. Open it up.
Well, now, don't crowd me.
Well, hurry up. What does it say?
Tell him about your half interest, Abner.
Lum, I ought to get half interest in this place.
Well, how do you figure that?
Well, half that money a Squire got for the deal was my money.
Yeah, but that was just an accident. That money was lost. And it was your fault we lost it. Stand up for your rights, Abner.
Lum, I demand my rights.
Abner, stop bothering me. I'm trying to read you.
I got a legal right to half of that property, Lum, and I ain't going to stand here and take this setting down.
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Abner, you're right. You're entitled to half interest in this property.
Well, good for me. Partner. What did it say, old partner?
Well, partner, according to the legal description here, you own a half of the old Batsford place.
Batsford place?
Yeah, and on top of that, here's a little bill we owe on it for back taxes. $382.
Huh?
Partner.
Well, misery loves company, and Lum has some pretty miserable company to share his country estate.